The 23rd day of the blessed month of Hator, the departure of St. Cornelius the Centurion. On this day, St. Cornelius the Centurion departed. He was of Roman nationality, a centurion of what was called the Italian Regiment in Caesarea of Palestine, and he worshipped the stars. When Cornelius heard about the apostles of the Lord Christ and saw the miracles performed at their hands, which were above and beyond any human power or pagan gods, he was astonished and confused, and he started to doubt his gods. He forsook the worship of the stars and opened his heart to the Lord through prayers, fasting, and the merciful deeds. In his prayers, Cornelius repeated, "O Lord God, direct me and guide me to you." The Lord had compassion on him, accepted his prayers and his merciful deeds. About the ninth hour of the day, Cornelius saw clearly in a vision an angel of God coming in and saying to him, "Cornelius." And when Cornelius observed him, he was afraid and said, "What is it, Lord?" So the angel said to him, "Your prayers and your alms have come up for a memorial before God. Now send men to Joppa and send for Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodging with Simon, a tanner whose house is by the sea, and he will tell you what you must do." This is from Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10, verses 3 to 6. Cornelius did as the Lord said, and had St. Peter brought to his house. St. Peter met with the men sent by Cornelius and went with them to Caesarea. St. Peter had a divine revelation not to prevent the Gentiles from accepting the faith. As Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. But Peter lifted him up, saying, "Stand up, I myself am also a man." And as he talked with Cornelius, Peter went into the house and found many Gentiles who had come together. Then he said to them, "You know how unlawful it is for a Jewish man to keep company with or to go to one from another nation. But God has shown me that I should not call any man common or unclean. Therefore, I came without objection as soon as I was sent for." This is from Acts chapter 10, verses 25 through 29. Then St. Peter preached to them Jesus Christ, the Lord of all, and explained to them the mystery of his incarnation, the redemption, crucifixion, resurrection, ascension, and the workings of miracles in his name. While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon those who heard the word. Subsequently, Cornelius and all in his household and all those who were with them believed and were baptized. Afterwards, Cornelius left the military service and followed the apostles. St. Peter ordained him a bishop over the city of Caesarea of Palestine. He went there and proclaimed the name of Christ. The people's minds were illuminated with the knowledge of God, and they believed in him. Cornelius strengthened their faith with the signs and miracles he performed before them. He baptized them all, and among them was Demetrius the governor. After Cornelius completed his good endeavors, he departed in peace. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day is the commemoration of the consecration of the Church of the Great Martyr, the chosen bride of the Lord Christ, Saint Marina, in the city of Antioch. After the end of the era of pagan worship, and during the reign of the righteous Emperor Constantine, this church was built in the same place where her pure body was located. May her intercession and prayers be with us, And glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.